Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Anywhere you get a podcast, that's how that works. Anywhere you get a podcast.
What are you, proselytizing now?
Yes,
Father,
I am.
Father, forgive me, for I have sinned.
Well, it's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
If you're not watching, yeah, of course. Got to forgive everybody, right? For the most part.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, let's not get crazy.
Yeah, there are the ones that you don't want to forgive because they don't deserve forgiveness.
Wow.
Well, there are. I'm sorry. Not everyone gets forgiveness from me.
Oh, from you.
I almost called myself Father Party. And for the most part, from anybody. There's things that you choose to do in life that if it's horrible and awful, I'm talking about the bottom of the barrel, you do not deserve forgiveness. I don't even care if it's 20 years down the line, you've found your way.
So much for turning the other cheek. Wow. All you're right, like, listen, I do have a petty streak.
No, I'm just saying there are things that I just don't think everybody in the world needs forgiveness. That's just my case. So today it's October and I'm dressed. How would you describe my how I'm looking today?
Very pastoral. Are wearing basically a reverend costume. You look like a priest or someone who is in the religious order. So it's kind of surprising that you're saying like forgiveness is conditional.
It is. And what do you got going on over there?
I'm wearing a little bat.
Oh, you got a bat in your hair?
I've got a bat in my hair. What? And the wings are not playing along. I'm annoyed.
It's okay. You can barely see it. I mean, if you're watching, you can kind of outmake a it looks like something's in your hair.
Right.
But it's black. You're wearing all black. Your chair's black. Your shirt's black.
No, my shirt's
black. Your hair's black. No. Do you not have a light on in there? Because it's completely dark.
In my lair.
All right. In your lair.
In my broadcasting lair.
Yes. All right. So it's motivation. I'm going to kick that off real quick. Molly picks. All right. There's three. There's demotivational. There's motivational. Mm-hmm. And there's just something weird. So you get to pick steak, pork, or chicken. Which one are you hitting today?
Let's go with steak. Sounds yummy.
Okay. Ooh, steak's good. Okay.
Demotivational quotes.
For people who hate them.
If you set impossible goals, you will never be disappointed when you fail. When you wish upon a star, you are actually a few million years late. The star is dead, just like your dreams.
That's true.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's probably an oncoming train. It's always darkest right before it goes completely black.
It's true.
Life is a lot like Coachella, overpriced, very crowded, and generally disappointing.
There you go. There you go for demotivational quotes for people who hate motivational quotes.
I mean, if you don't like them, this is great for you.
Yeah.
Coachella. Wait. That's a good one. I mean.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever been? Year, okay. Like, they really complained about it. My hair's doing
Did they? What was the. Did you just take it out?
Yeah, I took it out because it just looked like my hair was on fire. But like now I took it out and I had it styled and now my hair just does look crazy. Anyway, I can't win.
Okay, thanks for just. We're working with it here. Can't work with it for an hour.
Come on. I was afraid. I
no
have
one's
it on
watching,
my wrist.
Anyway.
This is the thing. I figured you could see it better on my wrist because my hand is white. See?
Very white. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So what is the deal with bats and hair real quick? We do have tickets to something. We're going to get to that in a second.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the deal with bats and hair? When there's bats, you don't want them getting tangled in your hair. Is that a thing?
Yeah. I mean, they could, like if they're flying out of a cave and you're going in and your hair is crazy. I mean, would you want a bat like fighting for its life? It's stuck in your hair. As someone who has hair that could be easily trapping Mike, something really... in. I came in the other day. So we have, we share a fence line with our neighbors, and they have this trellis, and it's growing grapes. And it does this every year. It grows crazy, like, right? So it's
does
like,
it grow on? Does it grow over into your yard?
Yes.
Then?
So it grows.
So
over,
now it's your grapes. Okay, I like this.
So it
I
grows
like this.
Over into our yard, and it creates this sort of like awning, like this little like tunnel that you have to go through to get from the backyard to the front yard. Okay. Except for the fact that my hair. So I come in the other day, and the kids are like, "What is in your hair?" What, they were like leaves, grapes? Like a twig. I looked like a crazy, unhoused person. I came in and I looked like I just crawled out of a cave after hibernation. Because they're like, there's all sorts of weird stuff in your hair. I was like, grape leaves and twigs. So as someone who lives in that.
You sound like that. Yeah.
As someone who lives in that reality.
That's yours. That's those are your grapes. And on your side, because I noticed that I got two neighbors, right? Mm-hmm. I noticed there's a vine creeping up over, and it's got a flower on it, right? It's these bright yellow flowers that look like they're some type of plant.
Okay,
I'm not mean plant, but some type of vegetable. I don't know, but I'm hoping it grows into something good.
Probably a squash or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, because then I'll just take it. And the other side has something else growing over. I'm like, all right. So because I'm bad at gardening, I've failed over and over and over. That's why we put a pool in. Mm-hmm. I've just given up, and I just leave it up to the neighbors. Hopefully they produce something
you're starting to create,
delicious.
You're starting to create a little bit of a through line, because it was just the other day that you were talking about stealing plants out of your in-laws' yard, and now you're talking about taking vegetables from your neighbors because
I'm not taking
the vine.
They're on my side.
The vine crept over to your side.
it's on my side. It's mine. Just like that tree, that weed tree that my neighbor, new human, grows. Mm-hmm. Whenever that grows over, I'm cutting it all the time. I've already taken it completely down, but he hasn't. Now it's back up again. I've given up on that whole deal. But anyway, people, Adam Sandler, he's going to be at the CHI on the 21st of this month, and we have tickets. We have tickets for you. All you got to do is just we're going to give you a keyword, and then you just got to roll over to bigpartyshow.com and enter the keyword right there for your chance to win your way into Adam Sandler. That's pretty sweet. This is the keyword. What is it, Molly? Give
Adam.
It to us.
A-D-A-M. Adam should be pretty easy if you're getting ready to keyword into Adam Sandler tickets. So
yes,
Adam,
so that's how you
that
do it.
The keyword.
Go ahead, do it. And while you're at bigpartyshow.com, sign up to be a party crasher. Molly just sent out a newsletter. People are loving it. And also merch. You can hit up on our merch and pick up some gear before that Iowa-Nebraska game for sure. Or Employee of the Month, which is coming up here in about a week. In about a week, the Big Party Show Employee of the Month. Mm-hmm. Who do you have any guesses on it?
Me?
We've got so much going on. We've got you. We've got Brock's in the house, super producer Brock. Who's the new guy? Is that
Justin?
There's another Justin, producer Justin.
Wylene helped us out.
We got Gracie. We got super producer Gracie back in the house. And then we also have Wylene.
I just said that.
I know that. And then we also have Remy, who hasn't won yet. And she's been, down in her luck because she had those bladder stones and that surgery. There's a whole lot of competition.
She's like, Dad, why did you tell everyone about my medical? So much for HIPAA for dogs. She's like, way to blast my private information. She's like, you don't think it's embarrassing enough without you telling everyone you know?
Those bladder stones. I never shared them
kidney
on the
stones.
Podcast, did I? No, they're called bladder. I got corrected by a veterinarian here in the Omaha area. Maybe on our social media, which you should be following, by the way.
I was gonna say it was on our socials, so I just assume that everybody's kind of in on that too. If you're listening to the show, well, you should be.
You should be. Yeah, you really should be, because you can get some valuable good information there too. But anyway, somebody had corrected me and said those are bladder stones. Now, I don't recall being at the vet and them calling them bladder stones.
Okay.
But they did pull them out of the bladder.
Oh.
Which leads me to this question, because they had to cut her open, cut her bladder open and pull these things out, right? And they're the size of quarters or landscaping rocks. They're big. And it was weird because it's like she swallowed rocks, Molly. It was the strangest
thing. They were really large.
They were very large. And that was her main issues. So when people have kidney stones, that's coming out of the kidney, right?
Those are in the kidney. Okay. So maybe that's why these are called bladder stones, because they're in the bladder. Maybe there is a bladder stone that you could get. I just thought,
I don't know.
How had she been amassing that for so long? It was so big. I mean, that must have taken a long time.
She's not a giant dog.
To get that size.
I think it's calcium gets in there. And ever since we've had her, she'll be turning 5 here. Ever since we've had her, she's a doodle. She's always had these urinary tract infection type things. Mm-hmm. It's been very scary for her, because it's like, I hear it's painful. I've never had it before as a human, but everyone's like, oh, it's so painful. Okay. I get it. And so basically I think it's just the calcium and stuff just builds up and forms into rocks and they grow. The vet told me that there has been instances where the whole bladder is one giant stone.
Does it feel like you've got to pee all the time?
That's what she looked like. She always had to look like she had to pee all the time. It was nonstop. Nothing would be coming out.
Oh my God.
Welcome to Dog Talk.
Dog Talk. That sounds terrible. Well, the other thing I wanted to know is, do you have to change her diet now? Is there something about her diet that's making her get these stones?
Yes. Now she's on a prescription diet, and you can relate to that because of Murray, your cat, right? Mm-hmm. And he on a prescription. So she's now on a prescription diet. I love how they say this, for the rest of her life. I'm like, hey, slow it down with the rest of her life.
They're like, no, for real. What's cheaper, food or getting her surgery again?
Well, it's all relative, because the food that we pay for anyway is about the same price.
There you go.
So now they both have their different stuff. So basically we have to order it through Chewy, and then Chewy goes and gets the prescription from the vet. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I didn't know that's how that works. I'm new. I'm a new human when it comes to this. And then they send it.
Yeah. Chewy's great. I love them. They've been so kind, and they are really generous with their refunds. Mm-hmm. I ordered a cat carrier and it was the wrong one. And I told them, I was like, hey, I need a different cat carrier. Can I return this? They're like, nope, we'll just credit your account, keep it, donate it to a shelter. I was like, really?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe, and I did, but it was just, I thought, wow, here's a company that really puts their, really walks the walk when it comes to taking care of animals. Like, they could have given me a hard time or been like, yeah, ship it back or what have you. And they did.
Sure. Worried about maybe worried about other animals being in it or something like that. I don't know.
No, because it literally had just gotten delivered. Like, there's no way. Okay. And I got it and I was like, this won't work for my cat, because he's very particular and he needed a special kind. No, it's just, it was soft. It was a soft one and I wanted a hard one.
Why don't you get a backpack? You haven't walked down that road? I mean, give him a little bit of a outdoor life.
Interested. I mean, the closest I could come is maybe one of those slings. You know
what is a sling?
Like a baby sling, so I can just put him in there and I can hold him like this, baby Kate.
Please,
he's so handsome.
Please,
he's so handsome and so good.
Why not? What if you just do it?
The best. He's just an angel sent straight from heaven. It's amazing how perfect he is in every possible way, and I love him.
Okay,
and he is going to live forever.
Yes, he is, forever and ever, just like Remy and Tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever.
We figured out like that is probably his birth date based on how old he was when I got him is probably Halloween. And so
around now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to be 17. Well,
let's catch everybody up. Let's catch everybody up real quick. For those of you who don't know, but those of you who do, sit through it. Basically, Molly, she's obviously a cat lady. That's obvious. You hear it and you see it.
You're like, you hear it in her voice. No. You can just tell.
Yeah, she's a cat lady. So so she's always wanted one. But Peter was allergic to cats, like most people
big
do. That
air quotes say that, on that, allergic. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were doing the show, and someone had called and said that they picked up this cat because it was in the middle of the intersection. The mom had just got run over.
Yeah,
sadly enough, so and this cat is sitting there, the little baby Murray, with his poor mama. So I mean, there were ideas of names like Splat, the cat, and stuff like that, but we felt that was insensitive. But anyway, the lady calls, brings the cat in. Now Molly has a cat, and she's had it for 17 years.
Yep.
So meant to be.
Oh, absolutely. He was just a little guy. He was barely weaned. He was a baby cat.
Did you have to feed him via bottle and stuff? Or did
no,
you
just... I mean, he was okay. able to, but I mean, he didn't really know. I mean, he like we had to teach him how to like bathe and stuff like that. I mean, he was a wild, he was a feral cat by Lake Manawa.
How do you teach a cat how to bathe? You just go
finger bath. He was so sweet. He was like a little fuzzball. He was so tiny. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. There's your story. If I would have let Molly tell the story, that story would have went probably about 10 more minutes longer.
Oh. Like so, if you were gonna, yeah. If I allowed you to talk about your dogs, which we did.
Hey, we've gotten through it all. We get through this together.
We do.
Sister.
Power.
Power to the people. All right. So I ran across something on Reddit and it's actually kind of made the news. This girl's complaining on what to do because she went on a date with some dude, mm-hmm. A 3-day date, by the way. What? I know. It's exactly. And anyway, he invoiced her for half the bill.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically what happened, from what I can tell, she went on the first date. He wanted to get something, you know, whether he asked her to come over the next day and she went over and then, you know, he was trying to get all, you know, something. And then it happened again on a Sunday, right? So it was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And yeah, so he got an invoice and she's all like, and everybody's kind of going red flag. That guy just, you know, just wanted a piece. I'm like, yeah, obviously. But then she's complaining that she got an invoice.
For what? What's he
for invoice? Half of the bill.
What the
invoice
bill
for the
what?
Dinner, what? The dinners and all that other stuff, the whole weekend. Everything that was spent on the weekend. He was like, we got to go half and half. If I mean, it, obviously, you know, we're not an item. Yes.
What did he send her, like a Zelle, like a Venmo? I mean, basically,
he said, I don't have that much information on it like that. He basically said, let me know how you're going to pay it. And then we'll work it out.
I would ghost that guy so quickly. Like, I mean,
I would agree.
I would never reply to that. I mean, There's no way to reply to that besides you've got to be kidding me. I mean, obviously you're never going to see this guy again. At least if you respect yourself, you're never going to see this guy again. And after 3 days, if he's invoicing you for food, I mean,
yeah, for like restaurant ordered in and that, I don't know how, you know, how in depth the bill was only like $108 or something like that. It wasn't anything out of the, you know, crazy.
It's just so the principle of it. If you go in knowing like, hey, we'll
knowing
figure
that
this,
you're splitting it.
If you say something like, we'll figure this out at the end, you know, we'll go halvesies or whatever. I mean, at least then you can make a decision on whether or not you want to continue. If there's an expectation that he's inviting you and he has invited you and therefore it's seems like he's offering to pay. It's usually on the person who invited the other person. And so
is it really? I mean, yeah. I'm just being a guy. I would pay for it anyway, you know, but if I was strapped for cash, that would be a different deal. That's a hard thing to do.
I've paid when I've invited people. Like, hey, let's grab a drink or something like that. Guys hate it.
You've paid for the whole thing? Mm-hmm. But did you invite
them? Yeah, I'd be like, let's meet up for drinks. Okay. And then I'm not going to go 50-50. It's just, I invited you. You want to meet up for drinks. Guys hate it, though. I mean, in my experience, not fans of it. Like, just, I don't know what it is, but there's something about it. I invited a guy once, and we were, like, breaking up, and we went to this diner, and we were breaking up, and I paid the bill, and you would have thought that I had slapped him across the face. I like bought his.
And you guys were breaking up.
Yeah, we were breaking up. And I was like, don't worry about it. Like, I got the bill. Like, we're ending things. I'm ending things. Like, I can't break up with you and also be like, and here's the bill. Listen, this just isn't working out. And by the way, let's not be gross about this, shall we?
How did you end it?
Oh, it was sad. It was not great. We'd been just limping along. There were so many red flags, and I just was so taken with this guy. Like, I just thought he was so cute. Like, I thought he was so hot that I just didn't. And he was just not a good match. Like, he just didn't have any drive or any ambition. He was just like, hey, what? He was, like, living in some basement somewhere, which is fine. But, I mean, it was just...
Did you say red flag?
Yes.
Uh-oh. You just found a red flag. Run! Right now! You really want to go through this again? Gotta trust your gut when you say the signs. Gotta go right now! Don't ignore this time! Found a red flag? Run! Red flag? Run! Gotta go! No time to waste! Save yourself right now! Run.
I mean, the red flag should have been when I met this guy.
Uh-huh.
He was sleeping on the couch at his apartment.
Oh, yes. Okay.
On account of the fact
his apartment. Okay.
His apartment because he was getting divorced from his wife who he lived with.
Oh.
I was like, I get it, right? Times are tough. Like, you're living on the couch. That's fine. Like, you guys are getting divorced.
And did you go over to the apartment
Absolutely
and hang out?
Not, never. Never.
Okay, I was going to say, you're a horrible person if you did that. That's just not right. No,
I'm not a horrible person. They were getting divorced. I never would want to go over there. Why would I be like, hi, nice to meet you. So this is your soon-to-be ex-husband, who I guess I like. And in about 2 weeks, I'm going to break up with, and he's going to be completely surprised, and I'm going to pay for his grilled cheese, and it's going to be like I slapped him in the face. I mean, that is the trajectory. This wasn't long-time boyfriend material. This was three-week snapshot of my life where I was just like,
okay,
you know,
all right,
where you see somebody like almost every day for 3 weeks, and then you're like, this has burned itself out. I don't think we have anything more to talk about.
Did he cry or anything? Or was it, I mean,
no,
did
we
you
were
just
in
pretty
public.
Much, okay. You yeah. always do it in public.
Yes.
You should do it in public because, and this is the reason why. You do it in public because it's less drama, number one, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I think it's different, though, when a guy dumps a girl versus a female dumping a guy. Mm. It's always going to be somewhat different because of, you know, I don't know why, but it just is. It just depends. I guess it just really depends on how into somebody is. I couldn't imagine dumping someone and it becoming some giant drama at a restaurant.
I wonder if they had like.
I
broke up with two people at this diner. I wonder if they had me flagged.
Oh,
they're
God.
Like, she's coming in with a guy.
They
Best
know.
Of luck. Dead man walking.
They know. Yes, they absolutely know. All right. So that's what you did. You paid for the meal and then you dumped him.
Well, no, I mean, I dumped him while we were at the meal and then paid on our way out. Cause you know, it's like a diner. You pay on your way
oh,
out.
God. Okay.
You know, you take the ticket, like they're like, here you go. When you're done, take it up to the register. So we took it up there and he goes into his wallet. I'm like, no, I got this. And he was, Man,
it's even worse. So what happened at the then what? You just walked out and
hug it
separated
out.
And,
bye.
Oh God, this sounds so awful. Yeah. Okay.
Big hugs. Good to see you. And by the way, we worked at the same place.
Oh, did you guys continue?
I mean, seriously. Oh, the tangled webs we weave. I mean, it just.
Oh, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. I mean, I one time did a breakup because that person cheated on me. And so I went and got her favorite pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a nice little spread on the patio. And I basically said, I hope you enjoy this pizza. Because it's the last pizza we're going to eat together. Because this is over.
She's like, yeah, it's been over for me for a while. That's why I was cheating on you. You're like, yes. You were finally catching up to what I was getting the courage to do.
Yeah, maybe so.
How many times have you been cheated on?
Gosh, I don't know.
Because I know of at least two times that you've been cheated on. Are there more?
There's one.
Oh, wait, the first
two.
Girl. So there's at least three.
The first girl.
High school.
Mm. Did she cheat on me? I think I cheated on her. No, yeah, I cheated on her. I cheated on one, and that's the reason why I never cheated again.
I thought the cheerleader cheated on you.
No, I ended up. That cheerleader dumped me because I dropped a pass.
Oh,
yeah, that
you
was
because
a
you
different.
Dropped a pass. Okay, so you've had at least two cheaters, two or three.
Two or three. Maybe even more. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why somebody would even dump me, to be honest with you. I'm such a kind person. I'm a caring person.
You are a caring
don't
person.
Don't hurt. I am dressed
you are
like
caring.
This. Don't.
I'm not denying that you're caring, but the person that you are, you found your person. So the person that you are with Wyleen isn't always traditionally the person that you have been while dating somebody. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, that's the thing. Like when I look back on certain relationships, that wasn't the right person for me. I wasn't the person that I am with Peter with those people or that person. Yeah. Because I've only ever dated one other person. My kids about lost it when they were like brought up something. They're like, what? You dated somebody before, Dad? I was like, just
a whole lot of people.
Just one or two that you need to know about.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe twice. I think maybe even three times. Maybe I've blocked it out a little bit. Just one, two. Yeah, I don't know. But I've always been the person, for the most part, that gets dumped. You know? I'm not a good break. I don't break up with – I just sit through it like in hell, just live in hell.
What is it, do you think that – why is it that you don't do the breaking up? Like, why stick it out if you're miserable? I mean, honestly, like, I'm just curious. Like, what's the –
because I think it's going to get better. Okay. I think it's going to – and maybe I think it's just me.
Okay.
You know, which probably it is in some ways, just me. But I could never date someone who likes to argue. Someone who is not a morning person. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's like rude, like if someone's rude to a waitress, done.
Yeah.
Dunno. And stuff like that. You know, I don't know. And so I guess I always thought maybe there was just me and not so much the person. But now in hindsight, it was always the person. I mean, those people all sucked.
Well, now you're on your
own
side.
Sorry to say. So.
I mean, I think that the self-confidence that comes with unconditional love, right? Like the self-confidence that you feel because you're with your person and you know you're loved for who you are, faults and all. And you can look back and think about certain times in your life where you dated someone and you were like, I wasn't even in my own corner. Like I wasn't even standing up for what a good person I was. I was allowing someone else's narrative to dictate who I was. You know what I mean? Like they're like, you're a bad person or you're doing whatever. And you're like, okay.
I just realized that, I mean, today's podcast episode is a little serious. Is it because I'm wearing a priest outfit?
It is. I'm confessing.
This is a little real. You are confessing. We're both confessing. And I think this is the reason why. All right. This is the last time I'll wear the priest outfit this month.
Okay. Listen, this doesn't have to be heavy. We're talking about funny dating situations. I mean, listen.
If you got any share, so we can.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Anybody listening is either like, yes, I've been cheated on. Yes, I've broken up with someone. Yes, I've been in a relationship. I mean, it would be a very rare instance that someone's listening and been like, you know what? I've never gone out and had it gone badly. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless somebody, I have one friend who is married to her high school sweetheart.
Oh, wow. That's a long haul. That's great.
And they broke up for a little bit in college only because they thought that they should. Mm-hmm. And then they got back together. So yes, when we hang out, we come from very different dating backgrounds. She has dated the same person her entire life. So in that case, yes, she's like, I've never been in a relationship where somebody cheated on me. I've never had to go through a bad breakup because she's only ever been with one person. But for the majority of the people who are probably in the listening audience, I would say they've had at least one run-in with heartbreak. That's the thing.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? If you want to share a bad breakup with us, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a message at 402-915-0962. That's the party line.
I am fascinated by that by stuff.
That's one of my favorite
things about being a girl is the fact that like somebody's like, I broke up with someone. You're like, I am on my way over. I've got two bottles of Sauvignon Blanc and we are going to hash this out. You just sit down. You're like, you tell me, girlfriend, all the dirty.
Oh my God.
And they're like, and then
I've been there, Molly. I
love it.
It's guys are a little, sometimes guys are different because you have to be hardcore a little bit. Like I remember meeting up with a buddy, just the same deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, don't call her no more. Stop texting her. Stop responding to her texts. Just stop. And he never stopped. And it was just miserable. Mm-hmm. Miserable. Being able to deal with those breakups and stuff like that, I don't like them. I know you love them because you want to get all the goods.
I love it just because I love being there for someone, you know?
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah. All right. The case of like my friends, I'm like, lay it on me. Get it off your chest. Let me help you carry the load.
But it's never off the chest.
Huh?
It's never off their chest. It just keeps going and going sometimes until
sometimes you just need clarity. Sometimes you just need someone to speak to what you're feeling. You know, like I've had friends go through divorce and we've been together and it's just like, listen, just lay it on me. You're not a bad person. Bad things happen all the time to good people and good relationships don't always last, and that it's not your fault or it's not their fault, or even if it is your fault or their fault, like there are other things that are going on. You just gotta be a friend for someone and listen.
I still think it's the outfit.
You still think it's you being a priest? I don't think I could ever confuse you for a priest.
Why? Pretend like you don't know me. I mean, you're doing pretty good right now.
I've known you for too long to pretend like I don't know you.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Wednesday, A-list alert.
Oh, yes. What's going on with A-listers?
So Taylor Swift was on Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon on Monday. Uh-huh. And it was fun. She did a great job. They played like this truth or lie game. And so we found out that rumor about her speaking at Selena Gomez's wedding, saying that she beat her to the that Selena beat her to the altar. She did not say that. She's like, I didn't make it about me. Like she's like, I talked about when we first met and the crazy clothes that we wore and things like that. The thing that was true that the internet did get right is that Ed Sheeran found out that she got engaged on social media, that she did not call him. And she was like, let me explain. He doesn't have a phone.
How crazy is that?
He does not
have a phone.
No, she was laughing. She's like, you have to email him and then somebody's got to give him an iPad. Like a kid would get an iPad, like, okay, you get iPad time and then you can FaceTime him, but there's no way to like text or call him. So she said, when she got engaged, she was going through her phone. She's like, here are all my friends that I've been texting, blah, 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 blah. completely didn't even think, because, you know, you're so vapor locked, you're so excited when you get engaged.
Yeah.
And then he ended up reaching out. She's like, you don't have a phone. How was I supposed to call you?
Oh, I thought that nuts. Was cute. I thought that was, I was surprised that Ed not having a phone.
I know. I'm like, how can you be the global,
I know. Can you imagine that?
That you are and not have a phone? Also, like, your wife, your, I mean, he's a husband and a father. Like, what if, I don't
you
know.
You know what? Maybe it is. It's this, Molly. He has a phone, but that phone only gets passed out to the number, to his parents, his wife, whatever, but it doesn't go to anyone else for the sake of maybe it getting out there, because you can't not have a phone. You can have a family.
That's what I thought. But she was like, he's like family. Like, I think if anybody would have that number, it would be Taylor.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe he's weird like that. But yeah, that's it. I was surprised that he didn't have a phone.
I know when
even.
I heard that, I was
so
like,
okay,
what?
I think she did great on Fallon. She's just so, I was watching it and I'm like, she's just so likable. She doesn't, mm-hmm. she says it the way it is. She talks the truth and she doesn't sugarcoat it at all. And she's not mean. She's just a nice person.
No, but you can tell that she's got, you know? I mean, she's got claws.
She's good.
Like, she's not, I mean, she's definitely got her moments where she's like, yep, that wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I thought was interesting also from that was she was saying the song Wood started off innocent. Like, it was really supposed to be about knocking on wood because of like superstitions and like all that kind of stuff, like superstitious stuff we do. And then it evolved as into they were in the studio
Travis's
into all the
member.
Innuendo. She says that her mom thinks it's about superstitions. She's like, she doesn't get the innuendo, which she's thankful for. And I almost wonder if like her mom is like choosing not
innocent
to innuendo. You know what I mean?
Probably innocent. Well, I mean, how do you miss the key to her thighs?
Yeah, that I don't think you can miss. She's on Seth Meyers tonight.
Yeah. Is she? All right. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah,
I don't know why,
great.
But
this is called,
I think she's awesome.
Over. Haha. Like Tay, T-A-Y, over.
Okay.
So
okay.
That'll be Wednesday nights. So tonight on Seth Meyers, Late Night with Seth Meyers, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, they had a public meetup. They were all both on the red carpet for this movie premiere out in New York.
What's it called? Like Cat Lady or something like
Kiss
that?
Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Okay. Kissing the Spider Woman.
Kiss of the
I
Spider
saw him
Woman.
Talk. I saw him speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They interviewed him right there, and you know, he did photos with her and stuff like that. And, you know, they've always had this past, but it's always a past that the paparazzi gives us, right? So I listened to him speak, and he spoke so highly of her,
should.
They were best friends. I mean, I liked it. I mean, I thought it was great that they were together like that, and not so. Again, that those are just two people that don't belong together in that form.
Even though they keep
right?
trying,
I mean,
they just.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Try away, you know, but yeah, so that had tongues wagging right there that he was on the carpet with her.
Apparently he whispered something in her ear and somebody was like some lip reader and he said, how you doing, darling? So he was checking in with her. I don't think they've seen each other. They got divorced last year.
Yeah.
So this was kind
reader.
Of like, I know.
Can you imagine?
Oh yeah. Haven't you ever seen that woman? She's on social media.
Uh-huh.
She's a lip reader. And she does this stuff where it's like, you know, red carpet things where you can't see, you just see people on the red carpet and they're talking to one another and you can't hear them, but she reads their lips and will tell you what they're saying to one another. It's hysterical. Like you watch that it happen and she's like, you're like, oh my God, that's what they're saying. Like there was one with Pedro Pascal and Emma Stone. And Emma Stone was saying, she's like, I think that's a bee. And like, you see, then all of a sudden a bee comes in and she's like, yeah, that's a bee. Like all of a sudden you see them reading.
I'm a bee.
And this woman's over here in the corner, like, this is what he said. And this is what she said. And it's
what a crazy talent. What a crazy talent to be able to.
You're like, tell me what those people are saying about me.
All right. So is that about it with the A-list?
That's.
I mean, I don't know what else is going on.
Yeah. But, I mean, basically for the most part, it's Taylor Swift. Everywhere. I mean, Taylor owns the week. Her music video for The Fate of Ophelia came out and it's unbelievable production value. She spared zero expense. It's so cool. There's like a million costume changes. I love it.
And this is this what is what's in the movie theaters then?
It
is that what is it? Because that broke records too.
I think it's all over video. I'm not exactly sure what that is that's in. I think
because it led the box office with like, I guess it didn't break records, but I think this weekend it was like $3 million over three or 33, maybe 3 million.
I was going to say 3 million. Like, she's like, I shook out my couch and that's what came out. Like, why would you even bother?
Yeah. Yeah. 33 million top the box office. Can you imagine that? Topping the box office, you're topping everything.
You can get the sweater now. You can get, I ran into a friend yesterday and she's like, yeah, I pre-ordered and then it showed up. And my daughter was like, how am I supposed to play this? It was a CD. And she's like, how dare you? She realized, she's like, yeah, how are we going to play this? She's like, we have a CD player in our car. But like, I was so excited to pre-order something. I didn't think about the fact that I pre-ordered a CD. And her daughter is like 12. And she's like, what is a CD?
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
So but she knows what an album is?
Yeah.
What does she know what, I guess, what do they know what anything is? Don't they just listen on digital?
I mean,
and,
well, that was the other funny thing that my friend, she's like, I don't know why I pre-ordered a CD when I have Apple Music and I can just stream it. She's like, I think I was just so swept up.
I was going to say she's caught up in the moment.
Like, yeah, I was caught up in the moment because I was laughing. I was like, okay, but do you have like a CD player? She's like, no, my son has like a PS5 and I'm thinking maybe we could play it on that. And she's like, and we have a CD player in our car. And, but other than that, no, we don't have a CD player. I just was thinking it was so funny. I was like, then why did you order a CD?
Exactly. Isn't that funny how that has gone? I mean, we don't have a CD player.
We do in our car.
In the cars. Your car's that old then. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a CD player in my car. I still listen to CDs sometimes. All the all the mix tapes, all the mix CDs, you know, stuff that you burned to listen to. I love it. Pop that in. The kids are like, what is that? We've listened to audiobooks on CD during road trips.
Okay. I mean, I haven't heard a CD in a long time. I mean, I just threw a bunch away. I just tons of CDs. Well, they're all CDs that just collected through my, you know, whole career.
Right.
Boxes. I went through every single one of them. And eventually it was just like, why do I have these anymore? Talk about a waste of money. There's nothing you can do with them.
Well, they weren't a waste of money at the time. I mean, at the time.
No, they were great at the time. Yeah. But.
I mean.
In the landfill you go.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Well, coming from a priest.
Who doesn't believe in 100% forgiveness? We're like, ish. Forgiveness-ish.
Well, all right. We're going to roll out of here. Make sure, Adam Sandler, you got those tickets in your hands if you want them, all right? You just got to take the word Adam, that's the key word, and go to bigpartyshow.com and then enter it right there. Good luck to you. That's going to be a fun show.
Yes.
That is going to be a good show.
And you also have your last chances to get that. Those, we've got two pair of Bluebird Improv tickets.
Yeah.
And so you can also go to the contest page. We've got all sorts of stuff going on. And enter the keyword blue for that one for your chance to win.
We have one What the Wiley, and I'll leave you with. Okay, so you can check this out. Just tossing this over the deal.
Are you okay? You're welcome.
You're a jackass. My God. I think my heart just went. Oh my God.
It's one of those jump squares. The stairs.
Jump squares. Scare dancing. You gonna do some scare dancing? Oh my God. My heart.
All right. We're out of here. You guys be kind to each other. Of course, leave some reviews on Apple Podcasts. Could you please? There's quite a bit there, but we can always use more. And we need these ratings and we need all that stuff to keep this thing going. And also go to the bigpartyshow.com, get some merch and support us that way as well. And go to our socials and follow us there. Mm-hmm. We're out of here. We'll see you guys on Fun Factory Friday, and do yourself good.